Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are discussing some of the questions we run into in our families and marriages that maybe haven't fallen into the categories we've talked about so far. And if you want to, you can submit your question about family life to 4@fourthstream.com.
We certainly don't know everything, do we, Bernadette?
But no.
We do know a few things because, like, we had a friend once who told us, I can tell you what not to do.
And that's true. Sometimes as you go through life, you realize, yeah, I tried that and I should have done it differently. And there are some things we realize that turned out okay.
Well, today we're talking about family questions. These are like big picture questions that occur during the process, not only once, but sometimes they'll recur in different ways depending upon the stage of the family life you're in. So I just want to jump into these and start talking about what if we're in disagreement over discipline and instruction of our children?
Well, that's a tough one, but I will say that generally, I think of two or three major things as I answer this. Generally, there are things you can agree on, and so immediately start on those things.
Yes.
As you work out the things you don't agree on. So figure out what it is we can agree on and start immediately implementing those and be really consistent.
Well, that's a big deal because you come from two different households and you're going to parent from different perspectives. So, you know, you might not even liked how you were treated by your parents, but that doesn't
mean all you know.
That's all that you know. So you're either reactive to that or trying to move forward from that. So it's a process of trying to figure it out. So I think that's really good advice is what can we agree on?
And then just check your own heart. Where is it that you're just kind of proud? That you just don't want to change. You don't
want to. You're looking at me.
Well, because we're talking.
Oh, okay.
Just that idea that sometimes you don't want to give in because you don't want to give in. It's not because you think the other one's wrong necessarily. You just don't want to give in. And so that's the thing to check. And then just to remember that discipline is really about instruction. So come together with your spouse where you can on what do we actually agree on and what do we believe we want to instruct our kids on?
And if you don't, someday you'll be able to write a book on how to raise a brat. Because if you are not in agreement on some of the basics, your kids pay the price for that in their relationships with other people.
And I mentioned this, but I think it's really important is the consistency. So as you get started, you take what you can agree on and then start doing those few things that you can agree on. But even more than that is be really consistent to do them all the time. Because whatever small amounts you start doing, it's really good for your kids to understand these clear boundaries because they feel safe in the boundaries. And when you start becoming inconsistent, those boundaries start to feel loose and unsure to them.
We are talking about family questions that pop up. Here's a good one related to marriage. What do we do if there seems to be something off or some kind of disconnect in our marriage? What's our strategy then? Because you can feel kind of stuck.
Well, I think the first thing is, do you both see it? Because it's really difficult if one of you sees it, and even as you bring it up, you realize your spouse just isn't really feeling the same things you are. They're pretty happy and content with how it is.
Or they come at it from a totally different perspective, so it becomes one of those no-talk issues as well.
And really, yes, get help. And it doesn't necessarily mean professional help, but talk to somebody. Find somebody that you respect and just get some perspective on it. Just get started on it. Kind of jar it all loose and make it free to talk about.
Yeah, there's nothing that happens in a marriage of quality that doesn't take time and commitment to see that unfold. So, you know, you're investing, you're in the same place everybody else is. In fact, young couples who, when I ask them how they're doing, they say, oh, everything's just perfect. It gives me the creeps because I'm concerned that there's something wrong.
And then really the big thing is if you feel it or you sense that something's not right, or even if you both do, really the big thing to do is pray and ask God to show you how to get through it.
Here's another one. What do we do when things don't go the way that we had hoped or the way that we planned? You know, every man and every woman has some kind of hopes for their marriage relationship, as well as how things are going to unfold with their children, as well as just general life issues. But what happens if it doesn't happen the way you were planning on it?
Well, I know that my reaction when life is like that is to quit. And I can tell you that that's not the thing to do.
And
that's
as
my
we
answer,
said at the beginning, we can tell you what not to do.
Quitting was not a good idea.
Well, I think this is where the spiritual dimension of your relationship, mm-hmm. too, because I think it says in Proverbs that hope deferred makes the heart sick. So you can't get away from the fact that if you're hoping on something and it doesn't happen, mm-hmm. then it's going to impact you. But that's where inviting God into the process and having him explain maybe a different perspective to you mm-hmm. than you might have even as a couple, let alone you individually.
Right.
Here's a good one. What do I do if I find myself alone as a parent? Because mm-hmm. that's obviously a lot more common than it was 15 or 20 years ago. You know, what do I do when that happens mm-hmm. to me?
Well, chances are very high that you are either grieving or you are angry or you are bitter, no matter which side of that you're on. And whatever you carry, you're going to pass that on to your kids. And so when we're bitter, we want our kids to side with us. And if we're grieving because of a death, that just all has to be worked through. But whatever we're doing, we just want to be careful that we get through it with God and get through it safely to the other side, because we're taking our kids with us through that storm. And so we want to get them there well, too. We want them to be healthy at the end of it.
Well, I think it takes a huge amount of bravery, courage in order to parent alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find yourself in that circumstance for whatever reason, I think God really comes alongside of people mm-hmm. and strengthens the person who is kind of in that position on their own. So don't be afraid to ask for God's help, and also ask for God's companionship
right.
in the midst of the things that might be lost in your marriage
and
relationship.
And if you've never experienced that before, you tend to think, that's just not possible for me. I don't know how to do it. But I believe, I've experienced it, God really does want to speak and help you and give you direction, give you advice, tell you how to do the very next step that you need to do.
Now, here's a huge transition family question. What are my responsibilities now that my children are no longer under my roof? That's an interesting thing in our culture right now. And I think what I recognize is I had to make a transition. And, mm-hmm. and they're not clear-cut transitions. You know, we're still very involved with our kids once they left underneath our roof. But that begins to change things and puts things mm-hmm. into motion. So for me to figure out where I fit in all of that and to pay attention to myself and to my heart and to my role, what is that role now? And how is that different from
right.
just, you know, being a parent and correcting my kids, moving into being a partner
letting
in life
them be
with
adults.
Them? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think our greatest responsibility is to raise them to be let go. We're raising
right.
them to launch
that's
them
success.
And to let go. And sometimes it's just hard, and sometimes you end up having to read that book, Boundaries, because, you know, you're kind of getting into each other's space. You just have to figure that out.
Well, and the other extreme of that is just dumping your kids. Like, okay,
right.
mm-hmm. you're off to college now, or you're 18,
mm-hmm.
you've got
done.
Your first job, I'm done. You know, mm-hmm. I did my job. And that's really not the picture that the scriptures paint, nor does that work very well in
mm-hmm.
life.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tricky. How about this one? What is my responsibility to other children who are not my own? You know, that neighbor down the street or that person that goes to school with one of your kids, and you realize that they are way under cared for or they're very needy. You know, what's your responsibility
mm-hmm.
toward them?
Well, I think it's probably different in every situation, but I think if you ask God and you realize he has brought them into your life, and then you probably have a responsibility to do whatever God requires. You know, sometimes that means fostering a child. Sometimes it just means being a good neighbor and feeding them and giving them a little bit of, you know, safety and boundary in your own family.
Well, and I think responsibility is part of it. But every time there's a situation like that, there's also an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And you just never know. When you give that meal or you give that bit of attention or you take a notice of somebody, that can have a life-changing impact just to be loved and to be cared
mm-hmm.
for and watched out for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty cool thing, really. Hey, here's another one. Kind of going back to the little kids. I'm concerned that spanking will harm my child or reflect poorly on those around me or to those around me. I was also excessively disciplined as a child. What can I do?
Well, I think that the first thing is to recognize that those two things don't have to mean the same thing.
Yes.
Being excessively disciplined as a child doesn't mean that any discipline is excessive.
Easy to freak out if that happened to you and then have that just totally mm-hmm. kind of make you unable to have a circumspect view of discipline.
Right. So again, going back to the first thing we talked about, where is it that you and your spouse can connect on and agree on and start there and then keep working toward really understanding that discipline is for instruction. It's not for like punishment. It's not to be mean. It's to be instructing.
How many times, Bernadette, have we run into situations where it always goes back to boundaries? And kids thrive mm-hmm. with boundaries. We know that in so many different things. And yet mm-hmm. it's one of the things that inexperienced parents, I don't know, they're afraid to establish those boundaries. Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple more that are kind of heavy. What do I do about being emotionally abused by my spouse?
Mm-hmm. I think the big thing is to get help so you can learn best how to disarm it or to stay less affected by it. And then also to discover if it is actually more serious than that, then what do you do? It's really often when you're emotionally abused, you don't really recognize it.
Right.
You don't really know what to do about it because you're kind of in the throes of being strangled by it.
Well, and you also can become codependent in the midst of
yes.
that.
Yes. And so once you see it, you really need to get help.
Well, and I think there are, you know, the whole idea of tough love and, mm-hmm. you know, there's good books on that. But just the idea that you don't drown in
right.
the midst of that and figure out, you know, how you can pray and surround yourself with people that might be helpful to you in
mm-hmm.
that process.
Be good encouragers.
Not just somebody who wants to listen to what you don't like,
yeah,
which is easy to do. Hey, how do I deal with an angry, uncommunicative teen?
Ooh. Well, you know, most teens do go through this. And I think one of the things I had to recognize that, do I suddenly have an uncommunicative teen or has this child always been less communicative verbally? And so figuring that out, number one. And then number two, yes, if this was the kid that communicated all the time and was happy-go-lucky and now they're angry, I'm really discovering, is it just a phase because they can't really figure out who they are and they need help with that? You know, bottom line, figure out what is the anger stemming from and get down to it and work
it
through.
Don't take it personally and don't
yes.
withdraw. Just keep walking toward it mm-hmm. gently and kindly because they're going through things that you might be able to relate to, but you don't live in the world that they live in.
Yeah. And two other things, watch your mouth and keep a sense of humor.
There you go.
Because it's easy to get just as lippy back to your kids.
Yeah. How many times have you told me to watch your mouth? Hey, and what do I do if my personal issues always seem to get in the way of my contribution to marriage and family life? And that kind of goes with this other last point. How do we find older men and women to interact with on marriage and family life? Because, you know, sometimes you just need to work on your personal issues. And mm-hmm. if they keep, subverting your marriage relationship, mm-hmm. well, maybe you need to do a little personal work.
Yeah. And sometimes I think you need to find someone whose marriage you see and you respect it and you think, I like how their family looks, and ask them if they'll just spend a little bit of time with you and enlighten you.
This is page 63 of inmystronghome.com. A lot of resources there for you if you'd like to. Page 65. So check it out at mystronghome.com. ForceDream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to ForceDream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we're finding hope at ForceDream.com.